But what I believe is now absolutely necessary is that there's an independent investigation into Sergeant Galvin's death, and that GSOC wouldn't be in charge of that investigation. The reality is here that GSOC were involved with Sergeant Galvin in advance of his death, and it's absolutely crucial, therefore, that there's an independent investigation now announced by Minister Francis Fitzgerald. I believe there's a meeting between ICSI and the Minister today. And coming out of that, I think it's very important that the Minister does go forward and ensures that there is an independent investigation into the death. It's not acceptable that GSOC, who had been in meetings with Sergeant Galvin in advance of his death, would now be involved in actually investigating that. I don't believe they're independent any longer in relation to that. And anything less than an independent investigation wouldn't be acceptable here, I believe. And I've written to Minister for Justice Fitzgerald to make it clear that that is the least that the family and indeed Sergeant Galvin's colleagues deserve.
Do you believe there is a need to overhaul the procedures for GSOC's involvement and GSOC's criteria for investigations? Because, as we understand it, there was no formal complaint made by anybody else that the referral to GSOC came from within An Garda Síochána.
I absolutely believe that's something that should form part of the independent investigation, and that the ICSI indeed have called for a former High Court judge to be put in charge of it, and I think that's something that they should be asked to investigate and indeed report on in relation to this instance, and indeed make recommendations as to how GSOC investigations may be handled differently in future.
Do you believe the problem is within GSOC itself, or is the problem with the criteria under which it investigates?
I think that's something that needs to be assessed. There are many questions, and indeed many of Sergeant Galvin's colleagues are very unhappy with the way the investigation was carried out by GSOC in this instance. And I think anything that doesn't fully assess that and indeed ensure that an independent person is put in place to do a review of what happened and do an independent investigation of GSOC's role in relation to this would not be sufficient here. And it is crucial that we now see Minister Fitzgerald come forward and announce an independent investigation from someone who hasn't been involved in the case, and indeed remove GSOC from any investigation at this point.
Our understanding is that the AGSI and Minister Fitzgerald are meeting today. What would you like to see come out of that meeting?
I think Minister Fitzgerald today should come out of the meeting with ICSI and announce that an independent former High Court judge is now being appointed to review the circumstances of Sergeant Galvin's death, and also indeed to review how GSOC conducted the investigation and their meetings with Sergeant Galvin in advance of his death, and indeed to make recommendations as to how such investigations should be carried out in future.